This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, live tonight and coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And tonight, third hour, we're going to be joined by Zach Campbell, and this will be the inaugural episode of The World According to AR-500 Armor. But let's go to somebody else, shall we? Now, I have my troubles. I have my problems with everybody that provides services. I have my problems with Spectrum, who provides internet services. I have my problems with, most of it, though, is IT related. The utilities, not so much. So I have problems with mobile phones as well. I used to be with T-Mobile. I am glad I am not currently with T-Mobile. T-Mobile had a Super Bowl commercial titled, or hashtag, Little Ones. And typically a 30-second commercial that I write, which I write a few here and there, contains 83 words, or between 80 and 86, depending on the cadence. Little Ones only contains 77 words. But those words summarize the divisiveness and dehumanization of the left and unloads it all onto babies. The voiceover monologue is some godless political pablum served up to build anger and selfishness in the next generation. And it shows a circle of 9 infants of different races, all about 3 years old. A soft female voice says, "Welcome to the world, little ones." Yet, it's a lot to take in, but you come with open minds and the instinct that we are all equal. Now, Ashley Ray Goldenberg of the Media Research Center has written an essay entitled, T-Mobile Super Bowl Ad Pushes Myth That Babies Don't See Race or Gender. And the only mistake that she makes in that piece is that she succumbs to the ill-advised term of gender when the correct term is sex. Not as in sexuality, but as in male-female. And the article briefly reviews the strong evidence that not only do babies distinguish and react differently to people according to race and sex, they do so before the age of 1. There's a term called tabula rasa, and that is that's the mind as a blank slate, and that is central to the progressive creation mythos. This is a fallacy that asserts that everything human beings think, say, and do derives from what they learn in the environment as controlled by society. So an application of tabula rasa trending now is that male babies become boys and female babies become girls, mainly because society tells them they have to and requires them to be given gendered clothes and toys. That thesis is so at odds with the natural phenomena, it must be deemed slightly insane. Tabula rasa is dear to the left because it minimizes individuality and personal responsibility while emphasizing the differences among groups rather than within groups. They have this corollary of the fundamental belief system of progressivism is that there's no such thing as sin before God, only social injustice among groups according to the opinions of people. So if the only evil is social evil, religion becomes irrelevant, and politics are everything. Enlightened leaders, like the executives at T-Mobile, get to decide which social conditions constitute injustice to build these political opinions into their advertising. And to virtue signal good on themselves by advertising their politics. So they went into a huddle for weeks. Perhaps in the miserly light of the curlicue enviro lights above them, the creative minds working for T-Mobile Corporation pinpointed racism, sexism and homophobia as the preeminent and permanent evils in life. And they wrote a commercial to drum that into the heads of babies. And the soft voice says, some people may see your differences and be threatened by them, but you are unstoppable. Be warned, little ones, American society's made scant progress towards interracial acceptance. You children, except maybe for Whitey on the end there, will live in a world full of people who are threatened by you and who will hate you just for who you are. But it's okay. The haters can't stop you from getting what you want. There's their message. That's what they were saying. And that is the void of the highest truth regarding the problem of strife among people. This generation must not hear that God is love and the only remedy for hate is divine love. They will not hear the golden rule or to love the enemy as thyself. They have neither inspiration nor obligation to heal fear and misunderstanding. Their obligation is to themselves, to not be stopped in fulfilling their own desires. Next, the soft voice says, you'll love who you want. And there you go. It's the big lie wrapped up in soothing falsehoods about human possibility. Forced marriages have never been a method of imposing the American Judeo-Christian religion. And unless these practices are brought by Islamic immigrants, they never will be. And there has been an unparalleled degree of social mobility and unregulated public interaction in America, which has resulted in a whole lot of self-directed love. So, of course, love who you want is a dog whistle for the LGBT entitlement, and especially for same-sex marriage. And that's a waste. To encourage yet another generation to focus on political partitioning of sexuality. And the only thing that they believe lies outside of the premise of tabula rasa is the predilection for variant sexuality. So babies have completely open minds except for that hardwiring. So, let's do a little math. It is a well-established statistic accepted by both right and left wings that approximately 3% of the American population is accurately termed homosexual. And that statistic amounts to a strong prediction that none of the 9 babies in the commercial will grow up to evidence predominant same-sex attraction. Now, if T-Mobile assembled a representative sample of 30 babies and one grew to be a homosexual, then maybe you got that. But this is a burden placed on this one member of the group who belongs to a small minority. His needs will continue to be defined for him according to the left-wing politics. His labeling will continue to bestow a priority virtue upon him, and his life will still be used as a weapon against the chimeric homophobe or anyone who thinks for themselves outside of the progressive prison cell. Suddenly the voice is not soft anymore. Covers the babies in angry tones. You will demand equal pay. You will not allow where you come from to dictate where you're going. You will be heard, not dismissed. The hoax of unequal pay has been discredited innumerable times. Ask any sample of the most successful people in America if they had the freedom to rise above the circumstances of their birth. The script is serving up the senseless anger characteristic of the left. T-Mobile sees the babies as the next generation of foul-mouthed fools, cursing and screaming like the rest of the infantile left. And the tragedy here is that the young are not being given the truth that you will have listened to if you got past yourself, you use your God-given talents and work hard and develop knowledge that is useful. Finally, the voice says, you will be connected and not alone. Human beings need families. Organized criminals and social justice warriors need connections. The destruction of the traditional family lies at the core of all left-wing politics, and this is why the commercial emphasizes political connection rather than family. And the young need to be prepared for the great opportunity to be the loving and grateful members of a family throughout life. And above all, they need to be taught that if you give love to all because all are one, then... And if you serve others, even at the cost of your own comfort, that you will never be alone. But, I mean, that is worse than the Dodge Ram commercial that was using a Martin Luther King overdub. And it was about a truck. It was Martin Luther King giving a speech, but it was about a truck. This is worse. This is worse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right. We are coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, and this is Lock and Load. Let's do a little simple thought experiment regarding the Second Amendment. Could we? What do you think the U.S. would be like if we didn't have it? Well, we know that firearms would likely be highly restricted and controlled. Various state legislatures might not vote for that, but it would come about through a combination of federal action, judicial decisions, and bureaucratic decrees. Violent crime would probably be higher as an unarmed citizenry is a, you know, we're easy prey for criminals. And in all likelihood, we would probably look like other Anglo countries like Australia and Great Britain with respect to gun ownership. And that's the easy part of the answer. There's more to it than that, though. And without the Second Amendment, might not the social and cultural landscape of America be different from what it is today? Now, to figure this out, look at how far within living memory the U.S. has drifted from its founding principles. The country has been pushed further and further to the left by undemocratic means in the form of judicial decree and bureaucratic edict, many of which have no basis in written law or the Constitution. Abortion, homosexual marriage, transgender rights, massive illegal immigration, those are all examples. And think of all the statewide referendums that have been overturned by the courts because the results went against the progressive agenda. And further, if we lived in what is called an agency state, or we do live in what is called an agency state, loosely written laws give the government bureaucrats the power to set rules and regulations that have the effect of law. We've seen government departments like the EPA, staffed by environmental radicals, running amok with their regulatory power. Probably no federal government agency is innocent of bureaucratic overreach, some more than others, which is why the country is choking on laws, many of which people neither know of nor can understand. And so what does this have to do with the Second Amendment and gun ownership? It's very simple. Most office-bound bureaucrats, left-wing judges, and government elites are not they're not prime examples of the viral American manhood. It's actually quite the opposite. And when you think of this government class, which is predominantly male, a picture of a feminized metrosexual springs to mind, especially the higher up you go in the hierarchy. And the point is this. In the back of their little minds, even if it is buried at a subconscious level, these people fear an armed citizenry. An armed citizenry puts a check on how far and how fast the government class dares to push its progressive agenda by unconstitutional means. And that, you know, the Second Amendment by itself has not completely stopped the unconstitutional drift to the left, but one has to believe that it has prevented what could have been from being what it is. Without the check of the Second Amendment, how bold would those who hold government power, how bold would they be? Some real possibilities. Maybe homeschooling would be illegal. Many aspects of political correctness might be weaponized by bureaucratic law. Unapproved speech might be criminalized. Racial quotas might be more prevalent. Websites like Drudge, Fox, American Thinker, Town Hall, they could be curtailed and talk radio could be muffled. Now, here's an interesting second question for you. What would Europe look like if they had a Second Amendment? Would the people in the various countries of the EU have lost their national characteristic and right to make their own laws to unelected bureaucrats in Brussels? Would the European states have allowed the EU to dictate to them on third world immigration? Would European men be hiding under the beds of fear in fear of Muslim immigrants terrorizing their women? And specifically, would Europeans have allowed their rights as citizens to be usurped by the elite that today they are more subjects than citizens? Some might say that Europe has been so emasculated that a Second Amendment would not make much of a difference. Maybe. And then again, would the population of Europe have been neutered in the first place if it had an armed citizen equivalent to what exists in the United States? Bottom line is fairly clear here, though. As far as the United States goes, the Second Amendment is necessary, but by itself insufficient to maintain freedom in the United States. The First Amendment is equally vital, and it is equally insufficient by itself. The rights in both amendments must be aggressively defended and put to use. And as to firearms, one does not have to be a hunter or target shooter to support the Second Amendment and groups that defend it, like the National Rifle Association, Gun Owners of America, or the Second Amendment Foundation. You don't have to be a member of the press to exercise the right of free speech. These rights, guaranteed, but pre-existing the Constitution, They have to be exercised, and if not, they're going to atrophy like muscles that are neglected, which is what the left is and its running dogs and the Democratic Party sincerely hope for. I look at this little thought thing, and it makes me wonder. It just makes me wonder. when I consider, I'll tell you one thing that would be happening right now. If there was no Second Amendment, there would be a Hillary Clinton as president. Because when it didn't work, they would have nullified the Electoral College. And then we would effectively become the United States of California / New York. The big metropolitan population centers would become the seat of government, and they would dictate to the rest of the country how we were going to live without the Second Amendment. I can tell you that for sure. So, there's something to think about, too. But what I really like thinking about is, what if Europe had the Second Amendment? Would that not, I mean, I lived there for 3 years. I lived in Germany, West Germany for 3 years. And it was a beautiful country. And, yeah, there were still remnants of World War II, and there were still soldiers that were remnants of World War II there. But it was still an ancient city. It had buildings that were hundreds and hundreds of years old that had survived everything up to that point. They still stand there today in Bamberg. I mean, I could go to the Regnitz River, what borders, you know, on either side of the Regnitz, and just be standing in history. Because I was a young idiot when I was there. I just wanted to find the local McDonald's and make sure I had my McNuggets. Such is the folly of youth. There was a Hugo Boss shop there with the guys that cut the suits and everything with everything. And I looked at that as like, I've heard of this. I don't remember where, but where's McDonald's? If I went back there today, I would fully appreciate that city. But it is marginalized today, thanks to the European Union. All of it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. You know, Rob Morris and I talked about this last night. What happens to women sometimes on college campuses? And so coming from his desk today, we have this. And this is his look at the breakdown and everything of the stuff we discussed the other day. Before I had the double car breakdown like I did yesterday. But I've already covered that enough, haven't I, children? Because we've changed here in the western side of culture. Unlike 50 years ago, we now encourage women to excel in the workplace. So, therefore, we want women to take all the education they can and then start powerful, long-reaching careers. Now, unfortunately, college presidents and university regents only provide plastic signs. They don't actually provide any physical safety on campus. So, in theory, schools can learn from the experiences of others. In fact, most college administrators give lip service to the psychological damage caused by sexual assault on campus. But we have to change the political landscape. Because right now what we have keeps honest people disarmed. And we also have to teach them how to avoid the colleges that are going to leave you defenseless and vulnerable. Now, you may be asking, and I don't blame you for doing it, what choices do you have? So suppose you're offered an educational experience at a prestigious school. Does the school provide 24/7, 365 security? Because most don't. Amanda Collins, when she was raped at the University of Nevada, Reno, when she was laying on her back, being assaulted by this guy, Barrera, I think his name was, she tilted her head back and she could see the police, you know, substation where they had gone home for the day. So, no, that they don't have that. So, this means that students have to provide their own physical security or they're vulnerable to attack. Your kids are being put in the position, and you're being put in the position, of trading their safety for their education. And that's not a very comfortable choice. And the consequences are real. And for young ladies, sexual assault can change your life forever. So are all schools the same? 10 states explicitly allow licensed concealed carry of a firearm on campus. 16 states forbid it on public campuses. In practice, public and private schools have a wide range of regulations for self-defense. Some schools treat their students and staff who are over 21 years of age as adults. Other schools have extensive regulations. Some won't allow pepper spray on campus, even for faculty. So let's look at both sides of the issue. And here's your arguments against your defense. Many of the academics who run universities don't want to deal with the messy details of physical security, unless that is for them. These administrators cling to the fantasy ideology that violence has no place at our university. Well, if only the thugs would listen to that one. We see that rapists and robbers think that there's lots of opportunities on campus when you look at crime statistics. They say we don't want to give guns to kids, and that's a pat answer that ignores the fact that licensed concealed carriers are usually over the age of 21 and can carry a legally concealed firearm off campus. So how does disarming the cafeteria delivery driver make the 17-year-old co-ed any safer? Those words on paper, do they stop attackers? They also say we don't want untrained gun owners on campus. That's another false alternative. We know how licensed gun owners behave. We've got statistics, reams of them. Licensed concealed carriers have a lower crime rate than the police do. Compared to the police, licensed concealed carriers are much less likely to shoot an innocent bystander. Then there's the armed students and armed staff restrict the educational mission of the school. If you looked at the hashtag MeToo hashtag, then you have to wonder if the mission of some colleges is to provide opportunity for sexual assault. We could stop sexual assault, and then everyone could focus on classwork. Here's some arguments for your defense. The risk of sexual assault and rape is unusually high for college students. 23% of undergraduates say they have been victim of sexual assault. Providing a safe space and giving freshman girls a rape whistle hasn't done much to change the rate of sexual assault. You need to be your own first responder if you are attacked. Administrators claim that force and violence don't belong on campus. They're magic words and gun-free zone signs. They don't work. School should teach you to make distinctions. University administrators can't discriminate between dangerous attackers and dangerous defenders. Higher education failed to give these administrators the discernment that so many of us got from the real world. Tens of millions of responsibly armed civilians carry concealed every day. Concealed means concealed, so you never know they are there. Like the ninjas that you are. Meanwhile, the criminals ignore the no-gun signs and come on campus looking for easy victims. Sexual assault has very serious consequences. It will be harder to trust people for the rest of your life after you're attacked. Many victims seek counseling, suffer from post-traumatic stress. They need medications to recover. Colleges frequently ignore or under-treat rape victims. Some student health centers simply tell the injured student to seek treatment at home. Sexual assault almost never becomes rape if the intended victim uses a firearm for self-defense. Fortunately, most of the intended victims don't have to shoot their attacker. Putting a gun in somebody's face will normally do the trick. Colleges do not provide a safe location for legal gun owners to store their firearms as they travel onto and off campus. And for that reason, disarming you on campus disarms you off campus as well. Now, this is not actually an academic discussion. Rob knows two young ladies personally, Shayna Rivas Lopez and this other girl he was talking about, who have been sexually assaulted on campus. When I think about it, you know, I've got two granddaughters, two lovely little baby girls, and the thought that they would grow to maturity and then be assaulted, sexually assaulted, while trying to better themselves, just makes me ragey. It just makes me want to go all Boardwalk Empire on somebody. And we need to get together a database of these colleges that will allow you to be an adult. And for those of you who are considering going to school, you should look at their policies, you should look at their regulations, and you need to consider your physical safety when you're choosing your school, especially if you're a young lady. And you need to look at it and you need to decide whether the promise of that education is worth the risk to your personal safety. Because you do have choices. Prior to making any sort of commitment, you have choices. Your opinion counts if you're a student because it is your future that is at stake. So, before you go and commit to a school, before your parents go and financially commit to a school, you need to sit down and say to yourself, do you want to be in charge of your own safety, or do you want some board of regents, which is a, you know, a term given for some guy wearing a robe with a sash, who you're never going to meet? Do you want him to be making that call for you? Do you want a board of them to be making that call for you? Or do you want to make that call for yourself? Because I can assure you that off campus, I make that call for myself all the time. And if schools want to be a gun-free zone, then they are a gun-free zone. So that means with me, I don't go to one. And that means the specter that I bring with me of that pop-up of self-defense against crime doesn't exist. It doesn't go there. So, there you have that one. But I think along with everything else that you do, when you're looking at the curriculum, you're looking at the course loads, you're looking at everything, location, money, you should be looking at what they allow you to do as far as taking care of yourself. That should be a new thing you add to the decision-making process. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I remember when they were making the segue between Walter Cronkite, who was a leftist, and Dan Rather, who was a raging leftist. Now, who didn't like Uncle Walter? I mean, he was so comforting, and even as a kid, when he finally went away, I was so upset. You know, I used to watch the Huntley and Brinkley, not because as a kid I was a news junkie or anything. My father watched it, so I sat in the room with my father to watch because, you know, he had just come home from work, and I wanted to hang out with my dad. So I was watching the news, and, you know, I don't remember too much about it. When Watergate was happening, I was 13. So, that's the extent of the, I remember during the 72, hostage crisis during the Olympics, because that was front and center on everything else. And, but my memories of the news have more to do with the people than actually what they reported. Now, the old leftist media liar never fades away. They just rage on against the dying of their dinosaur industry's light. And so, let us take a moment and shine the light on Dan Rather. After years of trashing alternative media, which exposed his monumental Memogate fraud in 2004, he has joined the ranks of the pajama-clad online broadcaster. This is an 86-year-old grandfather of fake news that now uses Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter to stoke the left's anti-Trump resistance, all while clinging bitterly to the vestige of his defunct, legendary newsman persona. Consider Gunga Dan's comments on the House Intelligence Committee's release of the 4-page Nunez memo alleging domestic surveillance abuses by politicized FBI brass working with Democratic operatives. He asserts that most respectable analysts have determined that the contents of the memo are thin. Who are we talking about there, Gunga Dan? Who are you talking about? Who is it? And why are they respectable? Who are these unnamed analysts? Are they respectable because they confirm your opinion? And why are Dan Rather's opinions more valid than others? Well, because he's Dan Rather, the veteran teleprompter reader that America must trust. He continues on. With the release of the memo, the goal of the White House and its willing enablers is to make what is really the truth into a forgettable sidebar. While he was at it, he lambasted cherry picking and taking things out of context. And he fretted, what will be the end game if a big segment of the public confuses what they hope to be true with what turns out to be true? What does that mean exactly? I love it when somebody gets out there and does a sentence nearly as long as a paragraph, and you can't sit back and go, what did you just say? I mean, what are you talking about there, Dan Rather? This is a disgraced former journalist, and he's a fraudster, and he's got more gall than a bladder bank. We can document Dr. Dan as the man who fronted the notorious 60 Minutes propaganda hit piece on George W. Bush based on fake documents about his Texas Air National Guard service in the 70s and non-existent sources upon which Rather's team relied to verify those documents. Sort of sounding like what we got from the Nunez video. And if you just got that, then you've been paying attention. And Rather and his CBS team perpetuated journalistic fraud of the highest order. Conservative bloggers and alternative media called out Dan Rather and his con artist producer Marion Mapes for their malpractice, and CBS denied this and delayed addressing the hoax. The mainstream media tried to shoot the messenger and discredit critics of CBS / Gunga Dan Rather. But just like the tsunami of voters, the evidence of bias was overwhelming, forcing CBS to appoint an independent review panel that concluded that the network failed to follow basic journalistic principles in the preparation and reporting of the piece and was rigid and blind in its defense and demonstrated myopic zeal in its manufacturing of the Bush/National Guard fraud. After that report was issued, Mapes and three executives were fired and the editorial practices at CBS were revamped. Then the New York Times infamously coined the phrase fake but accurate to describe their stubborn defense of the four manufactured memos attributed to Texas Army National Guard Commander Lieutenant Colonel Jerry Killiam. Let's remember to the scathing conclusions of the independent panel who identified the worst defects of Rather's work in 2004. Number one, the failure to obtain clear authentication of any of the Killiam documents from any document examiner. Number two, the false statement in the September 8th segment that an expert had authenticated the Killiam documents when all he had done was authenticate one signature from one document used in the segment. Number three, the failure of 60 Minutes Wednesday management to scrutinize the publicly available and at times controversial background of the source of documents, retired Texas Army National Guard Lieutenant Colonel Bill Burkett. Number four, the failure to find and interview the individual who is understood at the outset to be Lieutenant Colonel Burkett's source of the Killiam documents and thus to establish the chain of custody. Number five, the failure to establish a basis for the statement of the segment that the documents were taken from Colonel Killiam's personal files. I could go on and on, but I'm beginning to sputter because I get so tired of these guys. There was number 10 was a telephone call prior to the segment's airing by the producer of the segment to a senior campaign official of the Democratic presidential candidate, John Kerry, a clear conflict of interest that created the appearance of political bias. When you get caught doing that, brother, well, you just got to bathe in it, I guess. You know, you got to live with what you just got caught doing. 14 years later, after the courts laughed his $70 million lawsuit against CBS out of court, the blog-blaming fake news forefather has the audacity to hold forth on truth, trust, and accountability. You know, you sit back and you look at this stuff, and, I mean, do you remember when you would get caught doing something in school? When you would get caught something embarrassing in school, and you would sit down, you'd be mortified by it, and you would never, ever sit back, and you would hope everybody would forget it, and you would hang your head in shame and not look at anybody in the eye. Do you remember all that? Well, that's apparently Dan Rather didn't have that happen to him. Or maybe if he did, he hated it so much he just couldn't learn to live with it, because he's still out there still banging this drum. And here's the thing about anybody, okay? My time will come. And when that time comes, I will step aside and I will stop commenting on anything. I will either find somebody to take my place or this will die with me. But one way or the other, it will be over. And Dan Rather doesn't understand that concept. For everything, there is an end, Dan Rather. You should be sitting, if you actually are actually a grandfather, you should be a great grandfather by now. I mean, you're the right age. Yeah. Instead, is anybody getting as tired of these old newsmen? Every time they trot out Tom Brokaw, and you remember Tom Brokaw's voice and the power and the authority that came up behind it, but then you're reminded that this is an old man. And I'm getting older, and when I look at somebody and say, that's an old man, you know he's got to be a senior citizen. So why do we cling to these people? Why aren't the younger generation, why aren't they enough? Why isn't their analyses enough? And when you're somebody like Dan Rather, who's been busted of bias and fraud and failing to do anything, to put together and authenticate information you're trying to put out as news, why do we give them the time of day? I mean, I'm sure a lot of you are sitting back saying, Will, I'm with you. And I get that, but I just sit back and marvel at this idea that we would ever quote him. Not to say that, none of us should be put out to pasture, but, we should have enough wisdom to get out there and say, this is for somebody else to do now. I have done my time. I guess when you're a leftist, you do that till the day you die. Right, Nancy Pelosi? I heard about her, 8-hour speech the other day. Time is one thing you can't get back, Nancy. That's 8 hours of your life you wasted. Coming up next will be the inaugural edition of The World, according to AR-500 Armor. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.